USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden called Russia's invasion of Ukraine a strategic failure during a fiery speech in Poland.
Let's remember the hammer blow that brought down the Berlin Wall, the might that lifted the Iron Curtain were not the words of a single leader. It was the people of Europe who for decades fought to free themselves.
Directly following the speech, the White House walked back the president's comments that Vladimir Putin could not remain in power. In Israel, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. does not have a policy of regime change.
What we do have is a strategy to strongly support Ukraine. We've been doing that and rallying partners and allies around the world to do that, including with unprecedented amounts of security assistance.
This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.